We're Cynthia Vargavisser and Michelle Walters, co-hosts of Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Our weekly show is here to expand your mind to what's possible,
to uplift your spirits, to move forward with confidence and joy,
and to create a space for your collaboration with the invisible.
Welcome to Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Hey, 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 everyone. You're listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic with my friend Michelle Walters, the Mind Power, and me, Cynthia Vargavisser, Mystic. Today, we have Angela and Marty from Inside Out Spa in Martinez, California. They launched in 2022 as an LLC, and Inside Out Spa is now entering a strategic growth phase. Their current offerings of infrared saunas and Himalayan salt therapy rooms have already established a loyal customer base. They're actively seeking investment to expand their service range and solidify their position as a leading innovator in the wellness industry. Inside Out Spa thrives under the guidance of a visionary couple, Angela Dorsey and her partner, Martin Baxter, who likes to be called Marty. Their combined expertise of operational efficiency, financial acumen, customer centricity, sales, and marketing prowess, and a keen eye for detail creates a powerful force for well-being. They share a deep passion for wellness and are committed to propelling Inside Out Wellness Spa to new heights, delivering unparalleled relaxation and well-being to their valued guests. Welcome, Angela and Marty.
Thank you for having us, Michelle and Cynthia.
Thank you, Cynthia and Michelle. Thank you.
No, it's really lovely to have you. Martinez is a lovely, lovely town in the Bay Area. And if you are in the Bay Area and haven't been there, check it out. Super cute. It's got great history, quite colorful. And it's got great residents, such as Angela and Marty. So Angela and Marty, we know about Inside Out Spas a little bit, the infrared and the Himalayan salt. And that you're doing these amazing events now. But before all that happened, there was a Lev story. So would you mind telling us about the Lev story?
So we dated when we were 14 years old. We both grew up in San Francisco. We met in summer school and we dated off and on. He was my first love at 14. So we dated off and on through high school. Lost contact. He got married, kind of went my own separate way as well. And then in 2013, he sent me an email or a message on Messenger, which I didn't get because at the time I was living with my son's father. So come June of 2017, I moved out from my son's father and then I'm kind of opened up my Messenger and there his message popped up. And I was like literally in shock. My mouth was open and my heart was palpitating because I'd been looking for him for a long time. And then I sent him a message and then I saw that he was already dating someone too and they had just gotten tattoos.
Right. Which everyone knows is a huge no-no, right? I mean, you don't put your partner's name on your body if you want it to last, but I guess it worked out for the better because within 3 to 4 months after I did that, we reconnected and that relationship was finishing up. And so the timing was perfect, you know, as we all know and realize as we get older, that's the way it goes. And we reconnected in August and was married in November.
Yep.
And so here we are, seventh year into it, and we are now business partners as well as best friends and spouses. And, you know, being with somebody you have grown up with as, you know, in our case, teenagers, before the world kind of gets their grip on you and changes your perspective and changes who you are, going back and being in a relationship with somebody who knew you before all that is extremely strong and powerful.
Yes.
And very rewarding and I feel very blessed every time I talk about it. It gets me emotional because for those people who have never experienced that, I can tell you that it is extremely powerful.
Yes, definitely. And last night I sang a song from our wedding song last night at karaoke and I almost made it through the whole song. before I cried at the end. But, you know, it was definitely 3 months later, all I knew is that I didn't want to date him anymore. And our kids and family has grown, and just being business partners, I couldn't imagine it, I mean, with anybody else. And we really, really work really well together. You know, and I can compare that to other relationships I've had, that this is the real deal, Holyfield.
What an amazing story. I absolutely love it. It's so beautiful and inspiring.
Yeah. Michelle, you got to go back through your high school yearbook.
Yeah, I guess right. I need to see who did I date when I was 14. I'm not sure there's a lot of hope there, but you know, who knows? Who knows?
You never know. I hear a lot of good stories every now and then. So you just never know when it can happen. You know, when you give up, you know, that's what happened. I was like, you know, whatever.
and then the perfect person walked through the door. What a beautiful story. So give us a little bit more info about how this love relationship turned into a business relationship. How was it that you guys came to decide to go in that direction? Because, you know, not everybody does.
Right. Well, I mean, initially we were,
for me,
well, one of the things we were doing a couple of years into our marriage, we decided we might try to buy a home. Right. So where our budget was, and in the Bay Area, our budget didn't give us a whole lot of options that we were comfortable with. Right. So she had gone to LA. She took her son to meet a friend who he'd met online. They had similar interests. They both model. They both were acting. And so she took him to LA to meet her, and they had some time with her mom. And so in that time, Angie was smart enough to go get a little bit of me time in.
Yeah.
Right. And take it from him.
Yep. And then I found a place that had infrared saunas, and they were offering free salt. Try the free salt. There's free salt room. And so I was just like, okay. And I'd heard that Steph Curry at the time does infrared for his muscle recovery. Went in, I was like blown away by the experience. And then when I walked into her infrared unit area, I was like, this is amazing. Time for myself. It was beautifully well put together. I pretty much came back and recreated her whole thing. Like, I was like, I want the same. I want what she has. So that's how we got into this, is that I came back and I told my husband, I have a business that we're going to do.
And we're like, okay, ixnay on the house, Nick, right? Done.
And so he was a good husband and said, okay, dear.
You know, she came home with those eyes like, we cannot lose.
Yeah. And so we signed our lease in March, and we opened in May 1st. So we literally got everything up and running in 2 months.
And are just celebrating our second year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't want to lose this spot, because I was like, this where we were, you know, I was like, this is right in our budget, and everything worked out perfect. We had a good support system to get us all the build out and everything. But yeah, it's like May 1st, and it's like, wow, we had our first customer who is still with us.
Yeah. Loyalty.
Walked in off the street, and boom, here we are with a lot of clientele. We've had more than 1,000 people come through.
Yeah, close to 1,200.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the 2 years. So
that is a success story. I mean, that is a crazy, beautiful success story. Don't you think, Michelle?
I think it's a fantastic story.
We achieved all of that without having owned a business before.
Yes.
This is our first venture.
Yes.
Congratulations. You guys are rocking it. It sounds like it was kind of destined to be, and you followed the steps, and you have hence been rewarded.
Yes. Yeah. And still coming.
Still building. Evolving.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before we go to break, my question has to do with your business. How much of it was my corporate work dovetails beautifully into the, you know, into the business, and how much of it was intuitive, where you had to take leaps and just go, ooh, that worked?
For me, at the time, I was working for, I'd worked for three biotech startups. And so my background was in coming into being finance and office manager. And so that really kind of was a no-brainer. I was making really good money, so it was really easy to like get everything set up. You know, we didn't take any business loans out or anything. Everything was like out of the pocket, a little savings that I had, basically spending the money from the job that I had. And then that kind of helped us kind of get kind of started. And then I got laid off. And then at that point, because I've set up companies so quickly when they're startups, it made this a lot. It was like a no brainer. Like I came in, boom, 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 done, everything set up. We're good. Let's go. And then with my husband having his background and the jack of everything.
Jack, what is it?
The jack of all trades, but I'm calling it. Yeah.
That's me.
You know, it just, you know, he designed the floor plan. We had friends and, you know, one guy came in and put all our walls up in like 2 days, literally by himself. And, you know, we bought the machines, was like the perfect pricing right out. You know, we were scared because it was still like pandemic, you know? And so, but I just kind of knew that this is something that needed to happen. You know, I mean, I just felt like we can't miss this opportunity. You know, was it scary to do it during the pandemic? Yes. or coming out of it per se, but you know, the corporate world, definitely when they laid me off, you know, it was devastating, but I also knew that this was the time for me to be my own boss. So I don't have to rely on anybody else telling me I'm not good enough or smart enough to do anything. And I'm like, look, I business up and running in 2 months, you know, come on, do not tell me I'm not capable anymore.
Right.
I will never believe that again.
And my strong points were customer service, being in mental health arena for 11 years with a big hospital out here, you know, taught me a lot about empathy and learning how to make people feel at home, make sure that they want to return, making sure that you hear them, listen to them, give them what they need, give it good advice. And, you know, offer people something different than Western medicine has to offer. Western medicine, you know, is good to a certain extent, but as we all know, most of the things that they give you are not solutions. It's just Band-Aids. Yeah. And so we wanted to be able to offer our community something, especially coming out of the pandemic, right? Everyone started conscious, was more health conscious, right? For a good reason. And so we decided to be one of the businesses that would give them an alternative to adding more medicine to their palate in their morning and their evening, you know, rituals and give them some long-term solutions and relief.
So, and relaxation.
Absolutely. I'm totally there with you on the relaxation side. So I want to step in and remind all of our listeners and viewers that they are here with me, Michelle Walters, and my podcast co-host, Cynthia Varkevicer. Today, we are speaking to Angela and Marty from Inside Out Spa in Martinez. So I started my business right about the same time as you guys started your business. And it was kind of a scary and exciting time to do that. I love hearing how you really leaned into your intuition with some confidence, Angela, that this was just kind of the right thing to do. And I think that that's so important for people to hear. Like, other people might have thought you were crazy, right? Like, you know, buying this equipment, opening a spa when nobody had been able to go out for 2 years, like, you know, but a lot of times I think, you know, that the best of it is really just around the corner. You just have to sort of put in the time to get there. So tell us about some of the new things that you've added at Inside Out Spa. We've heard about the salt room and the infrared, but I know you guys have been experimenting and piloting some additional types of services.
Correct. So we recently we managed to get our massage. I have been manifesting this for 2 years because I really wanted to go to that next level. And so we have a medical massage therapist, Jimmy Wong, who really is really amazing and intuitive with his hands. And he comes to us on Sundays. And so he's amazing. He does it through the clothes. And I tell you, like, he just really gets in there and loosens you up and gets those knots out. And he makes you use your voice. You know, if it hurts, you better start yelling. And then we just signed on with Nancy Luong, right, who is a massage therapist as well, with a spiritual healing, I guess that's how you would say it.
Energy practitioner.
Mm-hmm. So she just came on. And so she's with us on Fridays and Saturdays. But both of them are equally amazing and bring something different to the table. So we're surely blessed that they have just fallen into our services. And then the other one is, I am about to embark on an online business, but in person as well, called Conge Water, which is ionized antioxidant water that puts, it'll take your tap water and turn it into mineral water.
That shit tastes really good.
It's amazing. A lot of health benefits, a lot of scientific studies done on it. So I'm excited about bringing this to the community as well, because we, Martinez water or whatever, has a lot of 9 chemicals in it. So we definitely want people to start thinking long-term in that sense with the water that you're drinking, and getting hydrated, really getting hydrated.
I didn't mention Santana.
Oh, and Santana. Oh my God. We have sound bowl therapy. Oh my God. Santana da Luz. I don't know if I sang it right, mm-hmm. but that has just taken off for us. 2 days. We'll be doing the first Saturdays of the month and the first Thursdays of the month, and here in Martinez, and that's at 728 Main Street, from 6:30 doors open, and then the crystal sound bowl healing will start at 7, so an hour. So we've added a lot of new stuff, and we've got a couple of other things that we're going to bring. Greg Wilson will be doing some meditation in the salt room of the second Thursdays of the month. So it's really becoming this inside out wellness spa that we just rebranded our name. And so I'm really excited about what our yin and yang and our tree of life is representing right now for us going forward. Now we're just did detox, foot detox today. So I have a feeling we're going to be offering that as well.
Definitely. Yes.
I love this evolution. It's so amazing.
Yeah, we got some things working out with you, Cynthia, hopefully.
So excited. I've been looking for a home for a while, and so I'm hoping, Inside Out is beautiful for the things that we are going to do. Yeah.
Which sure.
is very special. Yeah. Very special.
Yep. We want you to feel at home when you come here, you know. Yeah.
And that's what we created for everyone that comes. They say, oh my God, this is my home away from home. So
beautiful. Well,
it is beautiful. That is one thing that you have created. You created a welcoming space before you even get through the front door, which is that's pretty special. And not a lot of healers do that. Mm-hmm. They make sure that as soon as you walk in, but there are few that go beyond the front door so that you actually feel like you've already taken a cleansing breath. And then when you get to the front door, you're like, you know, yes. not the first cleansing breath, you're here, you know, yes. everything's already exactly. out there. So well That's done.
We want to feel the complete opposite from clinical, right? We want to feel like, you know, this is where you're meant to end up and shed some of the everyday stress, pain, discomfort, things of that nature. This is the spot for you. Yeah.
Right. I also want to let everyone know that the healers that Angie and Marty are bringing in are local. And so they are really doing Martinez a service, really big in the community. And I love hearing that. I love hearing that if I talk to someone, they know who you are, and you have no problem saying, oh yeah, I know them too. So it's definitely a community. So I love your community building.
For sure. And we want this space to be used for the metaphysical community who want to get off of Zoom and come to a place where they can actually, you know, see face people, you know, and we're, you know, we're so open to all of that and sharing our space, and, you know, and we can figure out how to make it work, then we're open to it for sure.
Yeah. That's exciting. All right. couple question again. How do you two work together? Right? Who does what? Who does what?
We'll get back to it. No. No, we're, you know, very much the business is evolving. And so is our relationship and the things that we do for the business.
But he makes me laugh. And that keeps us.
Oh, is that all I
do? Yeah, that's all you do. No. I mean, you know what? We have so many things that we complement each other on. Like, I'm going to say I'm not the biggest cleaner person. But Martin comes in here and he is that guy. Like, he's, I try to use his OCD as often as possible.
But I don't lend it out for long. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of my forte, and then building. So I'm kind of like facilities, customer service as well. We both are, you know, right on with that. It's 50-50. Angie is really kind of spearheading most of the new services that we're going to be offering, the ones that we're bringing on now and the ones that we're bringing on in the future. We do talk a lot about what the wellness industry is leaning into, you know, what are some of the trends. But we also find that we like together to bring things to the community that you don't find everywhere.
Yeah.
And that you would normally have to travel hours to go find.
Yeah.
These are the things that is going to help us propel into the next phase.
Yeah.
And there are a few things that we have in mind that we are definitely moving towards, but we need a bigger space to do it. So until we get that space, you know, we're doing services slowly. And I think the community will, you know, be very happy with what we have in store.
And we're open, and he's open, and we talk about it. And if I have an idea and he has an idea, we're very open about what that future looks like for this space. So it just works, you know. It's kind of interesting, you know. It just really works for us because we definitely communicate and talk a lot, and you know, and I think that's the key to being successful as a couple, is that you've got to trust in the communication that you're having between you, you know.
But we also encourage our members and our clients to come in, and we bounce things off of them, and we value their response and their insights. And a lot of times that helps us with, you know, either putting something on the back burner or moving forward sooner with things, you know?
Well, sure. I totally believe in the two of you working as a couple. I was waiting for Angela to admit that she's a manifester, because that happens all at once. And the story of Santana the Sound Healer is absolutely incredible as well. And then everything pretty much snowballed.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like 2 years I've been, you know, okay, yes, I want a sound bowl healer. Oh my God, I need a masseuse. Oh my God, I need all these things, you know? And each day, and I've been learning about manifestation, which is something I probably hadn't realized, or even my husband says, you know, you're the most luckiest person I know in my life, but I have never really believed that I was lucky, right? And so I see things falling into place. And I tell you, when when she walked in, I literally like floored. When she said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a sound healer, I was like
sometimes that's the way it works, isn't it great?
Literally, my I'm like, I was looking for you. The universe answered it, you know, and every day, you know, I'm manifesting. And just this morning, I'm like, I need more clients. I need this and I need that. And all of a sudden, people are paying their bills. And I signed 2 contracts yesterday, you know, so I definitely know it. I like being a manifester.
Get at it. And for our audience, just so you know, we do have a podcast episode with Santana Deleuze, where Santana and I shoot the shit and actually start and talk about using our voice. And and so this ties in perfectly with your manifestation and the two of you meeting. So
we have another podcast episode that's all about my book, which my book is called In Alignment of Spirit. And it's all about manifesting. So Now that I know you're in the into the topic, I'm going to swing by your spa and drop off a copy for you guys.
Yes, please do. Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for your appearance today on Mind Power Meets Mystic. I have heard so many great things about you, and I'm just delighted that you were able to come. I'm also really inspired by your love story. I am looking for my love story, and I know that hanging out with people who have a good love story is going to help bring about mine. So
exactly.
It's true.
Thank you for that.
You're
have
so
a wonderful
welcome.
Day. And thanks, audience, for being with us again this week on Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Thank you. Bye guys. Come to Inside Out Spa.
You've been listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic.